have no idea what the fuck.
Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck. And today we're going to be talking about challenge. So, these are pretty much just reflections on the idea of challenge when it comes to my life, because I won't get into detail on that right now, but these are just reflections that I have on it. As a person who, you know, goes through a certain degree of challenge in life every day, and someone who kind of likes to experience ease in their life, I'm starting to realize that when you have a definite goal and you have a definite direction that you want to go in life, not just the direction, you have agency. There's like an urgency and an agency within you to go somewhere. And wherever you go, that needs to help you grow as a person, so that you are capable to grow in life means that you are capable of more. And you want to grow in a, lack of better terms, positive direction, so that you are capable of more good and creating more good influence in the world. So if you're not where you want to be and you say, I want to be, you know, over there, then you have to become the version of yourself that is capable of handling that level of manifestation. So when you're handling that level of manifestation, things that we call challenges come up. And when challenges come up, I used to see them as things that were hard to deal with. But when you look at the universe in terms of you are not a static being. Your body is made of vibration and vibrating energy, and everything else is made up of vibrating energy. And so you're not a static being. And that vibrating energy can be shifted into different versions and forms of itself through what you choose to think about yourself and what you choose to feel about yourself. This is just facts. This is physics. This is proven. This just isn't shared with, you know, most of the population. And so what you're dealing with is, when you're dealing with challenge, And you know, I could be talking a bunch of shit on this, but the thing I'm coming to understand, at least the tip of the iceberg of it, is that challenge is inviting you to begin to willingly become the version of yourself that you need to be in order to manifest exactly what it is that you said you want to manifest. So the only reason why the ego experiences difficulty, there are two reasons. One, the ego is the sense of self, number one. The ego is not you. The ego is the sense of self, meaning who you see yourself as, like what you think of yourself as, like what your tendencies are, what you identify with as you in this world. But it's not you. It's just the sense of there being an individual I. But this is absolutely necessary in our world in order to, you know, be able to have some kind of context and experience. So when we experience challenge, it is basically your desired manifestation inviting you to shift and cease being a static being and shift into the version of yourself that can handle that. Let's say you're, you know, someone that wants to gain muscle by lifting weights. You want to have a strong body. Well, you can't lift. I've seen big guys lift 70-pound dumbbells, 90-pound dumbbells, even 100-pound dumbbells right in front of me. And I know I'm not like a shrimp or anything, but, you know, I'm not the most muscular guy. So, I also know that in the current version of myself, I'm not capable of lifting that 100-pound dumbbell, you know, like with one arm curls, triceps. I'm not capable of doing that. And if I did try to do it, I would very, very severely hurt myself. So the key is, so I would experience a lot of challenge with that, right? So if I, let's say my goal was to be able to curl, bicep curl, a 100-pound dumbbell, well then, obviously I'm going to experience challenge with that. It's not impossible, but in the current form of myself, or the current version of myself, it's pretty much impossible. But it's not impossible in the general sense. It's absolutely possible. So, I'm walking, guys, and I'm trying to figure out how to get to where I want to go. There are a few options. But, essentially, so when you're invited to become the new version of yourself, it's not always, sometimes in the mind, you're not always able to make that leap. And I'm the kind of person who actually believes in the abstract, everything is possible. It just depends on how far your mind is willing to stretch, because the body is the mind. There's nothing in the universe that is not mind. But on average, in this realm that we call Earth, someone like me lifting a 100-pound dumbbell is not likely, off the rip. So when that challenge invites you to become a greater version of yourself, or the version of yourself that can lift that 100-pound dumbbell, and you're not able to make that leap, what it does is it invites you to incrementally challenge your sense of self. So, a lot of people will bitch and moan and complain and say, I can't lift that, so I'm not going to try it. And I'm definitely guilty of someone doing that. I'm definitely guilty of that. However, if the goal within you is strong enough and the desire within you is strong enough, what you do is you start picking up whatever you can lift at first, but just slightly outside of your comfort zone. So for me, that would probably be, I haven't lifted weights in a while, so bear with me. The guys would be like, maybe like a 30, 35-pound dumbbell. And I would start curling with those. Do that for however long. Let's say it takes a month for me to, like, get used to it. Let's say I work out 3 times a week. It takes me a month to get used to it. And I'm like, okay, I'm used to this. This is too light now. Now I'm going to go up to 40, 45. And let's say that takes a month. And I do that 3 times a week. And that takes a month to get over. You know what I'm saying? I do that 3 times a week. And then after that point, then I go up to 50, 55. And that takes a month. You know, like, so it's an incremental process until I reach 100 pounds in the dumbbell. You know, now within those, you're going to experience maybe many challenges, like certain things about, you want to lift this way, or you may get a little overwhelmed. Your body may get a little overwhelmed one day, so you have to kind of take it a little bit easier on yourself, and you have to step back. And all these things are informing your consciousness, and all this information that's coming in is redefining your sense of self. So that's essentially what a challenge is, but you will make it there if the desire is strong enough. Because in the sense of self, in the ego itself, or at least the way you perceive reality, the ego had that desire. So when you have the desire, that means that it's basically you are capable of achieving that which you want to achieve. Anytime you have a desire, it means you're capable. You wouldn't have the desire if you weren't capable of achieving that desire or achieving that goal. And so the goal is yours. It's just, are you dedicated to shifting your sense of self? Are you willing to accept the invitation to become a new version of yourself? And that's essentially what challenge is. So if you're experiencing difficulty, it's there to make you pay attention to that experience, but it's also there to show you the resistance that you have toward becoming that version of yourself. So difficulty is, in many cases, you know, it's a magnifying glass on how much of a chasm there is between how you see yourself now and how you want to see yourself, meaning like in the physical. All right, so that's challenge, and I'm done. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you tuning in, and stay tuned for the next episode. If you're seeing this on YouTube, subscribe, hit the bell. If you're getting this on Apple, subscribe to the podcast on Apple. If you're seeing this on Google, subscribe to the podcast on Google. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor. Wherever you're seeing this, subscribe. And I guarantee you that I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but once I start talking about it, I know what I'm talking about.